In the final presentation for Chapter 4, we discussed a sample mutual fund, and we saw how well that fund has done over 80 years. There is a hypothetical illustration that hopefully you've taken a look at, or you will take a look at after these, in the Chapter 4 section. But is 80 years realistic for most of us? Well, you younger folks, probably. But more people want to think in terms of a 30 or 40 year time frame. So let's take a look at what $100 per month for 30 years would have done for us. Now, this is the past. It is not the future. Do you understand? And we will see when we click on this guy. And I apologize for this thing because it just, I have no way to get rid of it. We'll see that there are all kinds of disclaimers. Investments are not FDIC insured, nor are they deposits of or guaranteed by a bank or any other entity, so they may lose value. Mystical, magical words that nobody reads that are trying to scare you into understanding that this is a volatile investment. Figures shown are past results and not predictive of future periods. Current and future results may be lower or higher than those shown. Share prices and returns will vary, so investors may lose money. Does anybody read this stuff? No. They just skim over it. It's very useful for you, as I said in the other one, for insomnia. But people don't read it. Oh, well, what are you going to do? The Securities and Exchange Commission requires that it be there. So we do what they tell us to do. Here we finally get down to the meat here, okay? We're going to put in $100 a month for 30 years. So we're going back to 1985. Right? And some of you weren't even born yet. But that's okay, because the past is not a guarantee, but it is a, you know, it's a pretty good thing to look at. And we see that our investment's doing well throughout the 80s and 90s. And sure enough, into the late 90s, boy, are we doing well. We're so happy. And then 2001, 2002 come along. And our $72,000 goes down to $61,000. Well, it's not too bad. You could live with that, right? Considering you haven't put anywhere near that much in. And so you keep putting in, and then 2008, the bolt of lightning from the sky hits. $118,000 down to $78,000. Did you run? Did you hide? I hope not, because sure enough, she comes back. And after 30 years, you have almost $200,000 at an annual rate of return of 9.74%. Through the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. How much did you put in? See, this is the good part. You only put in $36,000, folks. Not even what some people pay for a car. Not including all the insurance and the maintenance and the interest payments and the gas. Exactly. But is that $200,000 enough? Is that going to make you I don't think so. What do we need to do? Well, we could put more money in. Or we need to increase our time frame. But let's take a look at the graph. And we see, again, if you look at the first one, the one, the 80-year one, you'll see it's even more dramatic than this one. We see that the first few years, it kind of doesn't look that different. But then as the amount gets higher, we then see that the peaks and the valleys, the volatility is more pronounced. This is what we call an exponential curve. Starts off slowly and then exponentially goes up. So let's see what we can do. Well, what we can do is we can realize that for you young folks in your 20s, you're going to work until your 60s, probably 70s, maybe even the 80s, considering the way people's health know, we're living longer and people are in better health. So let's see what happens if we simply extend our time frame by 10 years. So 100 hours per month for 40 years. We click on that, and again, I apologize for this little thing in the right-hand corner because you can't get rid of it. Here's all the scary stuff. You be afraid, be very afraid. Realize that there's going to be times when you're going to lose money, and you have to be ready for that. So let's start seeing what happened from 1975. And the 70s were kind of a tough time for stocks. That was the 72 to 73 bear market was the worst bear market since the Great Depression. But the 80s and the 90s were great for stocks, so we see our value of our investment doing very well until we hit 2000 and our, what, 366,000 loses 66,000 over the next 2 years from March of 2000 to October 2002. Interestingly, this mutual fund went up in 2000 when many others had gone down. But we didn't run, we didn't hide, and by 2003, yippee! And then 2004, 5, and 6 were all pretty decent years for the stock market. In fact, pretty darn good until 2008. So let me expand those. Let's see. 555,000. And then, ooh, ouch, 363, ouch. Yeah, 2008 was a very difficult time. But did you run? Did you hide? No, you stuck with it. And by the end of last year, 2013 was a very good year, you were looking at $875,000. Just by extending your time, horizon 10 years. So instead of 36,000, you put in 48,000. And you got a better rate of return because it didn't include as much in 2008. Didn't have as big of an effect. So you see, just by extending our time horizon, now we're looking at 875. Not bad. 48,000, what some people pay for a car that depreciates to nothing over 10 years. Well, maybe it's worth 4,000 or 5,000 after 10 years. And the graph should show us a very similar relationship. The first several years, you can barely tell any, notice any difference. And then as it gets closer to today, we see that exponential growth. But you know what? We can do better than 875, folks. How? Simply by increasing every year. Right? Your cell phone payment goes up, the rent goes up, gas goes up and then down and then up and then down and up and then down. If we simply this year put in 100 hours a month, but then next year put in an extra $10 a month, so $110 per month in the second year, $120 in the third year. Two fewer trips to $5. I'm sorry, $4. Starbucks! Two fewer trips to Starbucks every month. Can you pull that one off? I hope so. Because if you do, wonderful things start to happen. Here's the scary part. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Come and take a look at what happens. The first year we put in $100 a month. 1200, and then 110, 1300, 1400, 1500. So that's going up. We have to put more money in, but that makes sense. And sure enough, we get hit by the 2000 to 2002 bear market. 550, 572, down to 474. But as long as we stayed put, look at that. We're up to 895 and 2007, and then 2008 comes along, 480, 500. But we stuck with it, and at the end of 2014, $1.45 million, 11.26%. Now, of course, we put in a lot more than the 36 or the 48,000, because we've been increasing our investment. Now we're putting in $400 or $500 a month. But I know that sounds like a lot of money. It is far less than what most all of you are going to pay for your cars over the next 40 years. So just think about it, folks. Just think about it. What do you have left after you buy a car? Nothing. It's worth, well, some, you know, few cars are worth, you know, if you were smart enough to buy a 56 Chevy, 57 Chevy and put it away in a garage, but of course you can't drive it except on Sundays. Yes. No, this is how you invest and you are well rewarded. Now, not every mutual fund has done as well as this one and some have done better, but that's still pretty good. And the graph is going to show us basically the same idea, although more dramatic. The first several years, nothing, and then whoopee, bingo. Get ready for those peaks and valleys. Now, some of you, you baby boomers or late Gen Xers or maybe you traditionalists, why don't you tell me this 25 years ago? Yeah, for the baby boomers, it's not as good a story, is it? Because you don't have the 40 years or the 30. You have 20, 25, maybe a little bit more. And so you're going to have to put a whole lot more away. So let's start with 500 per month for 20 years. And I apologize, folks. It's not my fault. I apologize anyway. But the news is not good, especially because of 2008. And so there's the scary part. Let's fly by that. And we're starting by putting $6,000 a year. Now, can some of you swing that? $500 a month? That's how much you pay for the sport utility land barge, right? I'm sorry, sport utility gas, sport utility vehicle, right? $500 a month. And whoopee, look at what happened. 2007 knocked us for a loop, but we didn't hide, we didn't run, we just kept it up. And we have $285,000 at an average annual return of 7.97, we put in a total of 120,000. You see why we love to have the younger folks in our classes? Because time is the exponent, folks. Time is the great exponential multiplier. It's time in the market. You'll hear people say that. Not timing, but time in the market. So the news for the baby boomer, I mean, this is not bad. You know, I mean, it's nothing to sneeze at. Half a sandwich is better than no sandwich. But still, wouldn't you like to have the 1.4 million? I know I would. So let's go down to the graph and basically see the same kind of thing, but just not as a long history. So the 2000 to 2002 bear market is not as pronounced, but 2007 hit us hard. Okay, ideas, comments, criticisms, suggestions, questions. If you'd like me to run a specific illustration with certain, you know, time frame, how much per month, per year, or a lump sum investment for a certain number of years, please contact me, give me a call, send me an email. I'd be happy to do it and throw it up there on the website or just, you know, send it to you if you just want it special for you. Cool? I think the news is good, especially for the millennials just getting started. See ya!